I've got to wait for my little dog to finish eating so that I can start the podcast. Otherwise, all you're going to hear is crunch, crunch, crunch. Welcome to this week's episode of the Juna Shalom Podcast. I'm your host, Juna Shalom. I'm a published independent author of 5 novels with number 6 in progress. I love writing. I love talking about writing and all the stuff that goes with it. It's in my nature to share my knowledge and experience with others. Much of what I've learned about the craft of writing, I've learned from other writers by reading their work, listening to them talk about their work, or reading about their process and experience as writers. The rest I've learned over the course of 35 years of writing and not writing and the School of Hard Knocks. In my podcast, I hope to share my knowledge with the goal of providing other writers with new tools, help them sidestep common and uncommon landmines, or fine-tune their process. And with that in mind, let's get started. Hello, and welcome back to the Juna Shalom Podcast for episode number 46. Ticking right along. We are getting pretty close to my 1-year anniversary of launching the podcast, which is pretty exciting. I don't know what I'm going to do for it. I was talking, 2 days ago to my good friend, Barry F. Schnell, fellow author. If you'll recall, he gave me an interview early days. And he had some suggestions, but I was laughing so hard I don't remember what they were. I would just remind you, if you want a good belly laugh when you're reading, pick up a book of Barry F. Schnell. He's got like 30 of them. I don't know. He's got a lot of them, but he's pretty darn funny. But I was telling him, well, before I get into that, I need to talk about the weather because I just came in from it. And it's not as cold as it was Wednesday, 2 days ago. Holy cats and jammer. It was so cold and I had to be out in it. I had to do some weekly maintenance on the motorhome. And oh boy, it was just so cold. I said, forget it, I'll do it on Friday. So I was out there again today. And it's not terrible. We've had a lot of little snow flurries come through, laying just a coating of snow down. I love it when it's super, super cold and we get snow because then the snow is all sparkly. It's really super pretty. I like that, but I don't like the cold because when it drops into the 20s, it's just really hard to stay warm. But alas, we're going to start inching up little by little. Getting warmer and warmer with each passing week. Hallelujah. And so that's all I'm going to say about the weather, except that I did want to mention, I was thinking about it during the week and, you know, I mentioned last week my grandmother swearing at the cloud, saying that was the first time I ever heard her drop the F-bomb. I have to be honest, it was the only time I've ever heard her drop the F-bomb. And until that time, and really, for a long time after that, I never heard anybody say that word ever. It wasn't used in the movies, obviously not, never on television still, unless you're on cable. And I knew the word, I think probably because of my reading. I always read a little bit above my age. But I don't want to disparage my grandmother's memory. That was the only time I ever heard her use that word. So anywho, I just wanted to clear that up. And let's see, I'm doing another random thought episode because I have random thoughts. And I wrote down some of them because They're just so many. I thought, well, I'm not going to spin you off into oblivion with them. I've been thinking about art and what is art and why do we write and why do we paint and why do we make music and why do we make ceramics or whatever it is that we do, we creative types. Why do we do it? And I think to be successful for yourself, you must do it for yourself first. If you're trying to create art to become rich, then that's commerce, and art maybe follows that. But I was just kind of thinking about that. I'll come in back to that in a little bit. And of course, you know, in that, why does one, as a writer, as this podcast is mostly about writing, although it, you know, it can touch everything you're doing. If you think about anything I talk about, in some ways, it can apply to a lot of other things. You just have to figure out what that is. But when I was talking to Barry F. Schnell, I was telling him what it takes for me to put a podcast together, and he was a little bit surprised, I think, which meant a lot. He's a pretty understated fellow. So, and he said, you should tell people that. Really? And I thought, you know, I've talked to you about what does it take to write and publish a novel. And some people have mentioned to me, they had no idea that that's what they were looking at, because they always wanted to be an author and had no idea that that's what being an author entailed. And so I thought, okay, why not? I'll kind of lay out real basic what it takes for me to put out a podcast. And it doesn't matter whether it's a 10-minute podcast or a hour-long podcast. It all involves the same type of thing. So first of all, you got to have the equipment to do it. And nowadays, that doesn't take much. You know, there are lots of our computers and our phones and all that. You can practically do a podcast on your phone. I don't know what the quality would be, but people do it. And there are lots of podcast hosts out there. The one that I use, Spreaker, they have tools to help you make a podcast. I don't use those tools because I find them extraordinarily limiting for what I want to do and for the quality that I hope to produce. So I don't have the resources available to me there. So I use Apple's GarageBand, which I like a lot. It too has its limitations, but it allows me to do most of what I want to do. And I always figure out a way to get what I want out of a program. I don't know how, I don't know why, but I seem to be able to do that. So I use that. So you have to have some kind of a program to record into and edit if you want to, and add, you know, like I do the intros and the outros. You need some kind of recording device, and I use headphones. I don't like to not use headphones. I mean, I don't love using headphones because they're kind of muffled, and I feel like I'm in some sort of a chamber, which I don't enjoy. But it isolates the sound better, and especially when I'm listening to playback, and then I don't get any feedback and all that kind of stuff. So I use a Movo 700, I believe it's called. And it's not a cheap microphone, but it's not a super duper expensive one, and I think it gets a pretty good sound. Would I like better? Yeah, of course, but you know, I have to be reasonable in what kind of funds I appropriate for this type of venture that doesn't really pay. And of course, you know, I use a Mac, so, you know, Apple product, Mac. So that's the equipment part. Then you need a host. I use Spreaker. There are lots of other ones out there. I chose them for various reasons. I don't remember what they were now, but I don't feel compelled to change at this point in time. If I do, then maybe I'll write down what my reasons are. I just can't think of it right now. And so all during the week, I think about, obviously, I think about writing because I'm a writer. And that, I mean, I'm also a musician and a teacher and an artist and photographer. I do all these other things, but my primary focus and my greatest joy is writing. And so I think about that a lot. And since I've started the podcast, of course, I think about what I can tell my listeners about the craft of writing. And so I think about those things all through the week. And then when it comes time to producing, I was telling Barry F. Schnell that it takes me from beginning to end, not including, this does not include the thought process. This does not include any type of research that I might do. And I do that too through the week. If something comes to me, I'll go look up things to reinforce what I was thinking or educate myself on what I was thinking or what have you. That doesn't count that. And it doesn't count setting up my systems, outlets, I guess you could say. It doesn't count all of that. It just counts putting a podcast out that week, that episode. So it, from beginning to end of the recording, the producing, the editing, which I guess is part of the producing, and writing the descriptions, keywords, setting it up for my hosting, making a video, posting the, preparing the video for posting, and all of that, everything that it takes from the, when I sit down, like just now I sat down to start recording this, until I put it to bed. And putting it to bed means spreading it out amongst my social media. That takes about 14 hours. Last week I did that, all of that, almost in one sitting. I was so wiped out by the time I got the videos done and posted that I had to wait until the next day to do my social media posting. But yeah, 14 hours, and I don't really take breaks. I just work. So I record, then I edit. I, you know, if I have a lot of long pauses while I'm thinking, I take that out because you don't want to listen to silence, and clean up anything sound wise that I don't like. And then I write a blog about it. And before I write the blog, I make an ad for a photo ad for the podcast episode and also the blog. So there's two pieces of art that I have to make. And then I write the blog, and then I have to set the blog up. And then I write a letter to my mail list people. And then I make the video. And that the video is worth it. I'll tell you why in a second. But it takes about 3 hours of production time. Painstaking 3 hours. And because I'm new at it, I'm hoping that I'm going to figure out some little shortcuts. But for the time being, yeah, it takes that long. And let me see. Where was I? Video. Oh, and why do I do the videos? Well, my goodness, this week, BitChute, you got to say it really fast, otherwise it just sounds goofy, BitChute. BitChute or BitChute. That has garnered nearly 200 listens this week alone, just BitChute alone. So it's worth it to me to take that time to make the video. Now, it's not a video of me recording, because you don't want to see that. You don't want to see that. Usually on my production days, I'm in my jammies, and I just, that's for me to see. That's not for you to see. So, it's worth it for me to make the video. And then, you know, I have to go around to all the social media. I don't have a lot, but each one of them has a different way that I have to post the information. So, you know, it's time consuming. But why do I do it? Well, initially it was to spread the word about my books. And then I found I just enjoyed the process and sharing the information. Now, I've only been privy to a few people who have reached out, who listen, who have told me what information that they thought was important they got from the podcast. So I'm just assuming, because I can see that there are some people who listen over and over every single week, they must be getting something from it. So it encourages me. So that's, you know, that's what it takes for me anyway to put out a weekly podcast. And I try to spread the process out over the week, but it's quite difficult for me to do, because I can't do the artwork really until I do the podcast. I tried this week, but already I've kind of changed my mind what I wanted to do. And so that work was kind of wasted. And I thought, well, maybe I should record on a different day. So I thought, well, you know, maybe Thursdays. But Thursdays are so busy teaching, by the time I get back, my voice is shot. And it's practically shot anyway, in general. Just one of those things. So anyway, it's a lot of work. But I'm willing to do it, because I enjoy it. And that's where we come back for art, back to art. What is art and why make art? I have always felt the need to express myself in some way. Sometimes it's in words, books, poetry. Sometimes it's in song, whether it's, you know, instrumentally or lyrics, needing to express myself in that way. Photography wise, I see something, and there's something that happens to me when I see something in particular. It's just this whole body experience, and I want to share that. I feel like, you guys, you got to see this. Wow, look what I saw. Look what I saw in this frame in my head. And then, you know, whatever editing I do to it, it's not to for any reason other than to try and share how I felt when I saw that picture. So, so much of what I've done is about expression. But I have tried the route of being an artist for money's sake. And I found that when you do that, people expect you to make what they want you to make. You make art thinking you're going to sell art, whatever that art is, a book or a painting or a photograph or music or ceramics or sculpture, all kinds of artistic endeavors you could pursue. But you'll find that the second you start offering it, people will say, well, I like that, but can you do this instead? Yeah, but that's not my art. Yeah, but that's what I want. And if you want me to pay for it, that's what I want. And so it often can become kind of soul crushing. That's really what it is, soul crushing. And then what you love to do turns into a job. And now it's, you know, and I'm not saying that there aren't people who have found that perfect balance where they love going to work and they love work. They love going to their art and making their art, and they're making money making their art. I mean, I say, you know, right on. Right on for you. And I, can you tell me your secret? But, you know, history is full of amazing, amazing, incredible artists who are not understood or appreciated in their own time. So me, I'm thinking, well, you know, hopefully when I die, which is hopefully, I'm telling you, I hope it's a long, 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 long time from now. I'm counting on it. I have a lot of things to do. But I've come to a place in my life where, you know, if what I do makes extra money for me, awesome. But I'm going to do it because I love it. So I write my books not thinking that, ooh, I'm going to get rich, or I'm even going to be able to pay the costs of production once I get my book published. I write because I want to share a vision that's in my head, a story that I want to tell. And the same goes for my music or what have you. So, yeah, so that kind of a little bit of randomy stuff. And let's see, what else? Speaking of writing, I'm thrilled to report that I was able to knock out almost 6,000 words this last week. And I am getting so close to my final, or no, I keep saying final, my first draft. Now, a first draft is really the beginning of the hard work, because then I have to go through and start adding details. And there are some timeline issues that I have to work out. Weather and time, you know, where I am in time as relates to my previous books, because this is number 5 in the series and it has to be consistent time wise. And that, you know, a series, I've mentioned before that a series has a benefit of, you know, most of your characters and you don't have to reinvent them each time you write a book. But on the other hand, you have to have continuity, and that can be quite an issue if you're talking about 5 books in or more. So I have to go back and do the hard work now, and once I get to the first draft, I have to go back and start inserting details that I left out before. Details that I know as I'm writing. I know what somebody looks like and what their hair is and what they're wearing and their mannerisms and stuff like that. But somebody who's read all the books, yes, they know as well. But a new reader won't. And so I have to add these details in a way that doesn't sound like it's cookie cutter, like I just cut and pasted. And I don't want to bore my previous readers, my loyal readers who know every detail about my characters. I don't want to bore them with telling them things they already know. But again, I write each book as a standalone. So if you did choose to read it, you're not lost. You don't go, I don't know what's going on. What happened in the other books? Some some writers might do that, saying, thinking, oh, you know, that'll make them read my other ones. People aren't generally like that. Some people are. I'm like that. I'll go, what happened? I want to read this other book or these other books. So I'm pretty excited, but also, like I said, I'm kind of cringing about what's coming because I have to do that part. And then I have to go through and edit and really edit. And I edit with a program that I'll talk about in another episode. And I'm sure I've talked about it before, but once I'm in the editing zone, it'll make more sense. So that's really all I have to say. Was that random enough for you? I hope you have a great week. Please go to my website, junashellam.com/opt-in, to sign up for my mailing list. That way you'll always know what's going on. I never spam you, but I promise to keep you informed and I will never sell your information. Also, you can buy me a coffee or a hamburger or something. If you like my work and you want to support me in that endeavor. So thank you very much. I will see you next week.